or COVID or whatever you want to call it, even though we had many more before that, but it just seemed to put a damper on the faith of a lot of people, not all people, but on a lot of people, and it was like a heaviness that tried to come over the nation and the nations of the world. Amen. But how many of you know God's our deliverer? Amen. So, you know, we learned that in our wilderness experience and what we walk through, amen, that we don't put our trust and hope in horses and chariots, but in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. And I pray that's where you are putting your faith and continue to put your faith and just believe, amen, Romans 8:28, that God, say God, that God is working all things together for good. Even though it doesn't look good, feel good, sound good, amen, he promised he is working it all together for our good. Amen. So I just stand on that word and just believe that. But I believe this is our time as the church, the ecclesia, amen, to begin to shine. Amen. The Bible says that when the darkness begins to get grosser upon the earth and on the earth and upon the people, yet the glory of the Lord will rest upon you. Amen. Yeah. And so we have that promise. Say a promise. Yeah. Amen. That Christ is greater in us. And even though things happen around us, amen, we have an advocate called the Father. Amen. And Father loves us very, very, very much. Amen. But this is the time for the ecclesia. It's a time for the church. Look at your neighbor and say, you are the ecclesia. Amen. And that means you're a called out one, anointed one, and appointed one by your heavenly Father. Amen. That means God has singled you out. How many of you remember when you got saved? I remember, you know, I remember that when I got saved. I also remember when I got cold in the Lord. I can remember a time like that in your life when you just got cold in God. And then I remember when I had another experience with the Father and he ignited a second dimension of fire on the inside of me, amen, that would sustain me, amen, until Jesus calls me home, amen. So I know that there's more to be seen in the church, amen, the fire of the Holy Spirit as we were singing in those songs this morning, the ecclesia, the called out one, the church, the bride of Christ. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16, and let's read a few scriptures here this morning as we're just starting out with this word. Matthew chapter 16, and I'm going to begin reading in verse 13. This is Jesus giving a prophetic decree or a declaration, you might say, and information to the apostles that are with him. In verse 13, it says, when Jesus came into the region of Elkhart, Indiana, he asked his disciples at the river, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Verse 14, so they said, some say you're of John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Verse 15, but he said to them, but who do you say that I am? Now, I believe that we are in a place in the kingdom as the ecclesia, as the church, and I believe that Father is positioning us to where you know who he is. Come on. And so as he is questioning the apostles, who do men say that I am? Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're this. Some say you're that. He says, I know what others say, but I'm talking to you this morning. Who do you say that I am? And you can only say who he is by the way that you know him. Say, know him. Know him. Amen. And so he is speaking to them and he says, I know what others say, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Peter was always bold. Peter was always there. Peter was always, you might say, the first to speak up of the other apostles. And sometimes he got in the most trouble. But he was always the first to speak up. But Peter has a revelation about Jesus. Verse 17, and Jesus answered and said to Peter, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven has revealed this to you. And so we understand that revelation comes from God. Amen. And so Peter, in this portion of the scripture, When Jesus says, who do you say that I am? I believe Peter was looking into his relationship and looking into his fellowship and looking into his position and looking into where he was at with God. And out of that relationship, out of that revelation, he begins to speak out and he says that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe we're being challenged in America. We're being challenged here at the river. We're being challenged in our state, amen, of that identity in Christ. Let me just say on that point, amen, that there is an identity crisis in our nation right now. More people are not understanding who they are, why they exist. Am I he? Am I she? Am I whatever? And, you know, there's more identity crisis than any time. You know, am I born into this family? Am I really part of this family? You know, am I really saved? Because people are in a place of identity crisis now more than we have ever seen in our nation. Peter is demonstrating here his identity in Christ. Come on. How many of you want to be first to speak up and say, I know who you are. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on, being able to speak out of that faith, out of that place of your spirit, and being able to speak out of revelation. So Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven has revealed this. Verse 18, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on the earth shall be loosed in the heaven. So I believe that Jesus is speaking to Peter, and he says, flesh and blood has not given you this revelation, but my Father in heaven has given you this revelation, identifying that Peter has a divine connection with the Father God. God, he has found a place in intimacy. He has found a place in the presence of God. Amen. That when Jesus proposes this question, who do you say that I am? At that moment, he was able to speak up and say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Understand that they was in a place of crisis. They was in a pandemic themselves, you might say. Why? Because this is in preparation of the crucifixion. This is in preparation of the separation where Jesus will be caught up and the disciples will be left. And they're going to survive. They're going to become the apostles of the Lamb based on revelation of who Jesus is. Come on. Look at somebody say, you need a revelation. Come on, in a place of crisis, in a place of trial, amen, you need a revelation of who he is. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on, no weapon formed against me will prosper, even though the things are in fire all around me. Yet I know that God is my deliverer. I know that God is my healer. I know who he is. Come on now, I found my place in him. I have my identity in him. And no gate in hell is going to be able to push me down or push me back. Come on now, persecution may come. Trials may come. Situations may come. Come on now. But I trust in him. I believe in him. I know who he is. Woo! Come on. Say, I know who he is. Amen. Peter spoke boldly about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we must right now have a revelation of who he is. Come on now. Not just for what he is, but we need a revelation of who he is. Not for what he does. Amen. But for who he really is. I was in a place of prayer in our church. And I was in there praying by myself. And as I begin to pray, I begin to hear the voice of the Father. And I heard him speak to me. And he said, do you love me? And I said, yes, Lord, I love you. And then I heard him say it again. All of a sudden, I started to think, you know, I've heard this before. This sounds familiar. And he asked me again, do you love me? And I said, in my prayer, I've learned to just dialogue with the Father. If I hear, I just begin to speak back. He's present. And so I said, I love you. And then he asked me the third time. And when he said that the third time, I knew that he was trying to get my attention, trying to get an understanding with Apostle Leon. He said, do you really love me? And I thought, and I said, God, with all that is within me, I love you. And I began to pray again. But then I heard him say, but what if I never do another miracle for you? What if I never heal? What if I never provide? What if I never do another thing? Will you love me anyway? Come on, I'd like to tell you this morning that I just said, yes, God, whatever. But I discovered I still had a little flesh. Come on. And I found myself thinking about what he said. And then my response was, God, all that is within me, to the best of my ability, I want to love you. I want to love you just for who you are. And he said, that is all that I want from my church, is I want them to love me unconditionally. Not based on what I can do for you, what I can provide for you, what I can give you. Not how I can deliver you. I want them to love me just because of who I am. Come on, Peter had a revelation of who he was, and in a time of pandemic, in a time of trial, amen, he spoke out that revelation. I'm merely saying, in this season, in this chapter of our life, we have to have a revelation of who Christ is. Come on, how great he is in the midst of you, how powerful he is in you. Amen, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of glory. It doesn't matter if it looks like everything's on fire or everything is coming apart. He is still King of Kings. And Lord of glory. It doesn't matter if I have pain in my body. He is still King of Kings and Lord of glory. Even if I couldn't pay my car payment or I couldn't pay my insurance payment, he is still King of Kings and Lord of glory. Come on now. I'm not going to lay fault to him, but I'm going to identify who he is. He is Christ, Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of glory. And so Peter had a revelation. Now Jesus was speaking to Peter and he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. Come on, identifying that revelation comes from God. Say it comes from God. And revelation comes from intimacy or by being in that place with the Father. So Jesus was not speaking to Peter and saying, Peter, you know, thank you for that revelation. Thank you for the place that you're at. And Peter, upon that revelation, or upon Peter, I will build my church. He was not saying that. He was saying, Peter, upon this rock, upon this revelation that you have of me, I will build my church. So Father's speaking to you this morning and saying, every time you get a revelation of the Father, every time you get a revelation of God, every time you have an experience with the Father, every time you have that place where you feel the presence of the Father, Christ is building you. Say, I am the church. He said, I will build my church upon this revelation, upon this rock, upon this intimacy, upon this place where you come into my presence with me. I will build you. Look at somebody and say, you're stronger today than you have ever been. Come on, I'm telling you, we're not coming down as the church. We're being built up as the church. You say, but people aren't in the church. Yes, people are in the church. And we're reaching more out of the church than we have ever reached before. Come on, the Word of God is penetrating the airways. Come on, we are making kingdom impact. And I believe the stage is set, amen, for a powerful revival, for a powerful move of God. And I believe I heard in my spirit this morning that Elkhart is going to be a targeted city for revival and for a powerful move of God. Come on, this is not a time to sit out. It is not a time to stay out. This is a time to plug in. This is a time to activate your faith. This is a time to take a step that you possibly have not taken before. This is a time to dig in deeper. This is not a time to assess and evaluate what we have been. Why? Because God says that the glory of the latter shall be greater than the former. Come on. Haggai the prophet actually corrected Israel because he was saying, how many of you see what God is doing today as lesser than what happened a year ago, 5 years ago, 20, 50 years ago? How many of you see it as lesser? And he corrected them and he said, I tell you the truth. Amen. The glory of that which is coming, the glory that which is greater than what you ever seen in the past. See, I believe it all comes back to a revelation. How do we see God? How do we relate with God? Do we have intimacy with the Father? I was in another prayer time in our church. And sometimes in the mornings when I go to our sanctuary to pray, I walk between all the pews in the building. And I figured out that if I walk between all the pews at a slow pace, about like this, and I pray in the Spirit, I'll pray for close to an hour in the Holy Spirit. And pray for people that are there, people that are not there, people that are going to come there. Pray for the revival, just pray for the outpouring and pray for a release of the glory. And while I was walking in prayer, I heard the Father speak to me. And he said, I want you to pray more. How many of you pray a lot? The Bible says to pray without ceasing. I believe we all pray a lot. I pray a lot. But I heard him say to you, I want you to pray more. And so, again, I just dialogue with the Father. I said, what do you have in mind? He said, I'm thinking of prayer at 6 in the morning. My first thought was is that, you know, at that time I'm 75. And I said, you know, God, I don't get to bed till like 1:30, 2, sometimes 3 in the morning. And I get very little sleep or very little rest that way. And it didn't seem to move God at all. He's unmovable. He changes not. I discovered that. And so I determined the next morning to get up earlier. I was getting up at 7 to pray. And so I got up at 6 o'clock and I went in my office. I might have shared this with some of you before, but I went into my office to pray. And as I began to pray and pull heaven to earth, I heard the Father speak to me. And he said, not here. I said, not here. Where do you want me to pray? He says, well, I want you to go to the church to pray. I said, well, God, Jack Frost is outside. There's snow outside. It's cold outside. Didn't move God. So I got on my shoes and coat, went over to the church to pray, and I began to bombard heaven and begin to pull heaven to earth, as we all do when we intercede and when we pray. And then I felt him tap me on the shoulder, and he said, not that way. I said, God, you want me to get up early to pray? You don't want me to pray here, and you don't want me to pray that way. What do you want? And he said, I want to have intimacy with you. Come on. And I found myself in a dilemma. After 45 years of ministry, I found myself in a dilemma of how do you have intimacy with the Father? Come on, I know how to pray. I know how to bombard heaven. I know how to pray for the sick. I know how to reach out. I know how to be the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. But to have intimacy with the Father was another challenge of the Holy Spirit. It was like when Jesus is speaking to the apostles and he says, who do men say that I am? Who do you say that I am? And so I begin to go on another prayer journey of learning to find that place of intimacy with the Father. Come on. And I found myself at the front of the church by myself. And he said, I just want you to be quiet. Anybody just trying to be quiet? It's called sleepy time. Yeah, I found myself trying to get in the presence of the Lord, falling asleep. And I tell you, every thought in the world, it just seemed like every situation began to bombard your mind and all of these here things. And it does not feel like the presence of the Lord. And God was teaching me that you've got to break through. You got to break through the powers of darkness. You got to break through the doubt and unbelief. You got to break through the areas of the flesh. Remember Jesus with Peter and John and James as they are in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says that they couldn't stay away. Come on. Jesus was saying, will you stay awake with me? Will you pray with me? But it was like they couldn't stay awake and they couldn't stay with him. When you try to get into that place of intimacy, it is like the enemy, that thing that targets your soul, will try to separate you from getting into that personal place and into that private place. Kind of excited me when I came in this building this morning and I saw all the prayer signs on the altars. Why? Because I believe that God's calling us back to an altar time possibly. Amen. Finding that place of intimacy where you separate yourself unto the Father. Come on, I found myself at the altar praying, and I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me, Dr. Janet, and he said, tell me, why is it when you pray, you stare at the wall so hard like I'm going to break through? Why is it that you stare at the ceiling when you pray like heaven is going to break through and the building is going to open up and I'm going to break in on you? Why do you do that? He said, when will you actually believe that I am with you always? I never leave you. I never forsake you. You don't have to call me in. You just have to bring me up. When will you ever really believe that it is Christ in you, the hope of glory? Come on now. And that you're filled with that dunamis power and you are now an heir and a joint heir with me. Come on now. And I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And I never leave you. I never forsake you. When will you believe, come on now, that you can come into a place of my presence and I'm right there with you? Come on, I had to pinch myself and realize that, hey, this looks like a human body, but I am filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, and I have relationship with the Father. I just look like a human, but really, I'm a superhuman. Come on, filled with the dunamis, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And it was out of this intimacy, it was out of this revelation that Peter was able to speak and say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on, in your hardest trial, in your hardest mile, and the hardest place that you go through, amen, remember, He is right there with you. Come on. I've discovered, like in Acts chapter 5, when it begins to speak about the apostles and Peter and all the brethren and how the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit is just flowing through them and miracles and signs and wonders and people are being healed. Come on now. Even to the point that they thought, if I can just get somebody there on their scooter, if I can get somebody there in a wheelchair, or I get somebody in a bed, if I can just get them into the shadow of the anointing, I know that they will be healed. Look at somebody say, that's power. Come on. But see, in the midst of all of that power, it did not seem to prohibit the lawgivers and all of the religious mindsets, you might say, to break through all of the lines of anointing, all the lines of a power, and lay hands on the apostles and slap them and arrest them and imprison them. Come on now. So I don't see in the scripture where anointing and where the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, separates you from all the wiles of the enemy that try to come against you. You say, why are you sharing that? Because there are trials, there are hard places, there are hard miles, and there are things that we walk through as the kingdom, as the church. But it's in that place of intimacy, that understanding, and that revelation as the ecclesia that He is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Come on now. And no weapon formed against me, it will not prosper. It will not do what the enemy thought that it would do. Why? Because God is bigger, God is greater, God is more powerful. Look at somebody and say, God is for you. Say, He's not against you. Come on, say, this is your day. All of those online with us, come on, this is a time of deliverance. It's a time of healing. It's a time of manifestation. It's a time of fulfillment. It's a time of honor. It's a time of reward as we cry out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Glory. Come on now, not based on what He can do, but based on who He is. Woo. See, when you know who He is, He says it's on that revelation you have of me that I am building you, and you're going to be stronger, better, more powerful than you have ever been. Woo. My little sis over here kind of singled out right here in a beautiful, colorful dress. Attar. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you have your recorder on? You have to really be mindful of the recorder because all of a sudden you just forget it. Praise the Lord. Stretch your hands over to her. Amen. Thank you. She did remember. Thumbs up. All right. Amen. I just looked at you and I just saw fire resting over your head. And God said to tell you that this is a time of Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost experience. And the Lord says, daughter, even though you've been going through a hard process, God said you've been steady as you've gone. And the Lord said, you refused to waver. You refused to do what you've done in the past, says the Lord. And God said, things are set straight. Things are made straight. And God said, you're on the right path. You're on the right, you're the right mile, says the Lord. And God said, the trial that the enemy tried to bring against you, the Lord said, I'm cutting it. The assignment off, says the Lord, and I'm negating it. And God said, this is a time of an open season, an open door. And God said, I want you to rejoice the more. I want you to shout the more. God said, I want you to participate the more and have no fear, says the Lord. For God said, my anointing surrounds you, and I am the guard. I am the keeper of this house. I am the keeper of your faith, says the Lord. And I just sense a brand new grace of God that is resting upon you. And you are not the same person that you were last year, or even a month ago, or even days ago. God said, today is a brand new day, and old things have passed away, says the Lord. And God said, stand still, daughter, and you'll see the glory and the favor of God like you have never seen before. Whoo, I hear God say to tell you, this is a time of redemption. Now, as I'm giving that word, this is also to everybody that is hearing me online, in the congregation. And God said, I'm a God of restoration. And God says, I restore the breach and everything that the enemy tried to destroy. God said, I'm able to restore, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to activate your faith, and I want you to speak those things that are not as though they are, and believe it in your heart. And God said, you will see the salvation of the Lord. The Bible speaks about joy coming in the morning. And the Lord said, you're in your morning hour. You're in your morning season. You're in your morning chapter, says the Lord. And God says, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and I'm empowering you with a fresh power, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, you walk by faith and not by sight, and I will restore back to you the years that the enemies tried to rob, steal, and kill, says the Lord your God. Father, let that fire keep burning in her, God, in her bones, oh Father, over her head, oh God. Lord, just like the fire that covered the tabernacle, oh Father, of Moses, oh God. Oh Father, ignite that fire upon her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And everybody said, amen. God is so good. God is so good. Most this over here, you have long hair with a gray blouse on right there. Yeah. You want to please stand with me? Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for recorders and for technology that comes in the times, Lord, when we need it. And give everybody revelation on how to use it. Give me a thumbs up. Okay. All right. Amen. I just hear a word of the Lord to you, and the word I heard was favor. And God said, this is a time of favor. And the Bible says that we have not because we ask not. And you've asked God for a lot of things, but there's some things you've not really asked for. You didn't know if you was deserving of that, or didn't know if you could do that. But I hear the Lord say, the sky is the limit. And God said, I want you to activate your faith, and I want you to ask, says the Lord. And God said, this is going to be a time of an open heaven over you. And you're going to see my glory begin to pour out on you, pour out on your household, pour out on your family, says the Lord. And God said, there's a place in me, there's an intimacy with me that you have not yet entered into. But God said, this is the season, this is the chapter, says the Lord. I just see you getting into a particular prayer time with the Father, with the Word. And God said, I'm going to give you revelation and understanding out of my Word that is going to ignite a fresh fire of the Holy Spirit, says the Lord. And I just see you as an intercessor, a warrior, a watchman. And God said, I want you to begin to pray for revival in the land. And I want you to pray for refreshing in the land, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, I'm releasing the gifts of miracles, healings, and signs and wonders, even into your spirit, says the Lord. God wants to give you a revelation of that. And the Lord said, never fear, never fear, laying hands on the sick, says the Lord. If you have to carry yourself some plastic gloves, carry them, hallelujah, whatever. But God said, whatever. But God said, this is going to be a time of miracles. It's going to be a time of healing, says the Lord. And God said, I'm activating a bold faith on the inside of you. Now listen, I'm hearing all that God is speaking to you. but I also can see the hordes of hell that have tried to form against you. And God says, daughter, they will not prosper. And the Lord said, I don't want you to fear what man or what the enemy would try to do or try to bring against you, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to walk by faith and not by sight. And God said, you're going to see the kingdom light like you have never seen before, but you're going to have to stand and fight the good fight of faith, says the Lord. And there is a crown of victory awaiting you, says the Father. God, I just activate right now a joy of the Lord in her heart, in her spirit. God, that will give her grace, give her faith. Oh, Lord, to help her to keep her place and to keep the pace that you have called her into for such a time as this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, you are good. God, you are good. Amen. I see a sister sitting right behind Elder Carol there, right there with blonde hair. Yeah, that's you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, are you here by yourself or is your husband? Okay. Okay, you want to stand with your wife? Is that all right? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I didn't want to put you together unless I really knew that you were together. One time I'd done that and the person said, no! So, okay. Praise the Lord. Put your arms around each other. I could see like a glow about you guys. And you've heard me already speaking about fire just a little bit. But there's been like a ring of fire around you guys. And it wasn't the fire of God. It was the fire of the enemy. Just trying to quench, trying to put out a dream, trying to put out a vision, trying to put like a perimeter of limitation about you. But I hear the Lord say that I've heard your heart's cry and I know your heart. And God says, son, I don't look at the outward. I look at the heart, says the Lord. And God said, I look at your heart. And God said, I heard when you cried out to me many, many years ago. And God said, there's a place. And God said, in my heart that I have released to you. And I hear God say, I'm putting new shoes on your feet in this season. The Bible says that the steps of a good man and a good woman are ordered of the Lord. I tried to find that to say the steps of a righteous man, a righteous woman. It doesn't say that. It says a good man and a good woman are ordered of the Lord. And God said, you're a good man, you're a good woman, says the Lord. And I hear the word reversal. It's like God is reversing every attack of the enemy that has tried to attack you as a family, tried to attack you financially, tried to attack your identity. And the Lord says, I am rebuking the devourer for your sake, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see the enemy flee every direction, says the Lord. And I just want to activate the glory of the Lord over the two of you. When I activate that word glory, it's not just a cloud of smoke. It's healing. It's miracles. It's family. It's finances. It's relationship. It's joy. It's peace in the Holy Spirit. And Father, I activate your glory over the two of them this morning. Oh God, that even in the place that they're in right now, oh Lord, there's a better glory. There's a better day. There's a better way. Oh Lord, it's right in front of them. And Lord, I just pray a strength, an energy, a life, an expectation, a faith, and a grace upon them, oh God, that will keep them on that path marked right, Father. And God, they'll not veer to the right or to the left. And says, I hear the Lord say that you're a prayer warrior. And God said, heaven has heard your prayers, says the Lord. And there's a time when prayer works like a boomerang. You put so much out, and all of a sudden it turns and it begins to come right back to you. And the Lord said, you're in a boomerang season. God says, where everything that you've cast into the heavens, God said, is now a divine reversal and it's coming back to you, says the Lord. Father, I just charge this family, this man and woman of God. Father, just release your anointing, release your favor upon them, even from this day forth. And God, that they can truly speak and say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, charge them and bless them, refresh them, keep them, and grace them in every measure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God's good, isn't he? Thank you, Father. Amen. I have a little sister over here in a blue jean jacket. Yeah, that's right there. Yeah, amen. God, Ravo, Shikabolomo Vilsai. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to come right back to the word here in just a moment. Right now, we're releasing a supernatural word. Amen. So if it's ready, give me a thought. Thank you. Amen. I just hear a word of the Lord to you. And God said, this is a time of favor. And even though it doesn't feel like favor, God said, it's favor. And God said, this is a time that I'm reversing all the plans of the enemy, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, I want you to walk by faith and not by sight. You can't really look at what's going on to the right and to the left. It's like, you know, Joshua charged Israel. He said, you can't look right or left. Keep your eyes on the Ark of the Covenant or on the presence of God. And the Lord said, you keep your eyes on me, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to lead you right out of this chapter, right out of this season, says the Lord. And I just see like a book in your hand. It was like you're stuck about in the middle of it. And I hear the Lord say, I want you to close it because I'm going to start a whole new book, says the Lord. And God says, yeah, there's some things that you thought were unfinished. But God said, I want you to give it to me. I want you to let me finish some things up for you, says the Lord. But I hear God speaking to you. He says, daughter, this is a new day for you. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And God said, I want you to focus on the new thing. Now listen, there's a heart of worship on the inside of you. And I just see you coming into a place of the presence of Father. And God said, I want you to release that heart of worship. Release that song out of your spirit, says the Lord. The Bible speaks about joy coming in the morning. This is your morning, says the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I hear God say, I will restore back to you the years that the enemy has tried to rob, steal, and kill, says the Lord. And God said, the future is going to be much brighter than the past, says the Lord. I just hear God answering a question. Yes, my call is upon you. Yes, my anointing is upon you. And yes, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And the Lord said, yes, I will vindicate you, says the Lord. God said, even from those things that try to position itself against you, God said, I'll give you a divine reversal, and I'm going to turn things, and I'm going to work it for your good. Let Romans 8:28 rest into your spirit, says the Lord, and know that my hand is upon you. And God says, I'm happy with you, and you're my happy thought, says the Lord. Father, I just charge this daughter of Zion right now by the power of your grace and the power of your love in Jesus' name. God, like the eagle, let her soar high above, O Lord, all the natural circumstances and bring her into that place of your presence and your power. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. One more. Just the family here, the brother that took the offering. Your name fails me, but hallelujah. I recognize your faces. Glory to God. You just stand as a family. That's all right. I'm praying for you as a family. And God's going to begin to speak some new things to you. And today is not like yesterday or the past in your life. When God says, behold, I do a new thing, old things passed away and all things become new. God said, there's a time, the Lord said, when you allow the past to be the past. And you don't try to relive the past. You don't try to regenerate the past. And God said, you get eyes of a new thing that I want to do. Isaiah 43:18-19. Behold, I will do a new thing. And I hear God just speaking that over you and over your family and over your household. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. And now is a time for it to spring forward, says the Lord. I hear God, you're going to say you're going to prosper more than you have ever prospered in your life, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to do a new thing even in the marketplace. And I hear the Lord promising you, this thing is not going to burn you up, burn you out, or wear you out. And God said, I'm going to give you reversals, even in the marketplace. God said that you're going to see everything working together for your good. Now, there's another next level in the marketplace that you have not attained yet, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to begin to give you revelation and insight of that next level. And I'm just hearing the word quantum leap. It's like before this year is out, you're going to take a quantum leap to that next level. See, sometimes we can't figure it out a step at a time. And sometimes God is not going to have us do it a step. He's going to give us a quantum leap. And we're little, just going to leap right into the future of the plans that God has for us. And I hear the Lord say there's a family anointing upon the house. It's like dreams and visions and revelation is going to begin to penetrate. It's going to begin to break in. And it's going to ignite a fresh fire on the inside of you. More eager to worship, more eager to pray, more eager to serve God than you have ever been before, says the Lord. And God says, arise, O mighty man of valor, and be a priest in your own home, and lay your hands upon your children and upon your wife and upon your household and upon your finances, says the Lord, because you are in a time of transformation. And one interpretation of transformation is that your future will require more of you than your past. And God said, if you could only see what I have in front of you, God said, it would cause a running faith on the inside of you, says the Lord. But God said, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. I just see the glory of God over you, over your children, and over your household. More opportunities, more favor, and God said, more enlightenment than you've ever had before, says the Lord. God said, give your heart in worship, give your heart in praise, give your heart in intercession. Find yourself faithful, serving in the house of the Lord, says the Father. Whoa, I just hear the word over your family that you are builders of the kingdom. God's called you to be wise master builders in the house of the Lord. And God said, you got to dig deeper this year. You got to go farther than you've allowed yourself to go, says the Lord. It's like I see in the spirit, it's like God's taking every limitation off of you. And God said, more opportunity is going to avail you, says the Lord. Father, I just charge them as a family. Let that refreshing of your Holy Spirit begin to engulf them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Huraka, jelalabovosata. Listen, I want all of you to believe but in what I'm saying here, but it's like there's been a subtle attack of the enemy. Sometimes, you know, we're attacked in areas and we can see, we can feel, and we know. Sometimes there are subtle attacks of the enemy. You can't see, you don't know what you're feeling, you don't know where it's coming from, you don't know what it is, you don't know how to identify it. But I hear the Lord say, that which the enemy has tried to do in secret, I'm going to begin to reveal it to you now, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to literally put your foot on the necks of the enemy, says the Lord. And you're going to see the supernatural breakthrough to that next level, that next grace, that next place that I have for you, says the Lord. Father, charge them as a family right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, amen. So I heard the Lord say that more will be done and more will be seen in and through you this year. And I just believe this is a beginning of a brand new day, a new season of a kingdom release that God is releasing to you into his ecclesia, his church. And I heard the Lord say to you personally, he's going to turn you around so that you can turn your world around. Everybody say, turn around. Amen. So we sang a song here over the last few years about God turning things around and turning things around. And we were singing the song, but I really believe we're in that chapter. We're in that time when God says, I am turning things around personally so that you can turn your world around and be effective. And God says, I'm going to do it with you and through you, but I'm not going to do it without you. Look at somebody say, you are necessary. You know, so sometimes we can do what they call pass the buck. If I don't do it, somebody else will do it. But the Lord wants you to know that you are particular. He knew you individually before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb. And he birthed the vision and he birthed the purpose. As a matter of fact, he said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts, the purposes, the plans I have for you. They are to prosper and to bless you because I have an expectation from you. Come on, look, this is not a season when you can pass the buck and if I don't do it, somebody else will do it. No, if you don't do it, it just doesn't get done. Come on. Oh, things will go, things will grow, things will happen, but that place that God has designed for you, it is reserved for you to step into the shoe, step into the place, and begin to experience the grace of God. Come on, and let God bring you to a higher place. Come on. He's going to do it in you, through you, and with you, but he's not going to do it without you. Come on, he's done all that he is going to do by himself. Come on. I love John chapter 19 when Jesus said, it is finished. Everybody say, it's finished. He's saying all that he had to do in the past, all the suffering, all that he had to do, he done alone, but he is never going to do it alone again. He's going to do it in, through, and with his church, his bride. That's why I believe that God is calling us back to the altar of the Lord, back to a place of revival. Come on now, back to a place of the fire of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the third reformation that we're in. Come on now, that God is bringing the church to a whole new level. But I believe there's a third reformation of the Holy Ghost and fire that God is pouring out upon the church. Come on now, a whole new season, a whole new kingdom release, and a whole new time of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. John 20 and verse 7 begins to give an account of Mary and Martha going to the tomb and seeing that Jesus is not there. The angel of the Lord speaks to him and says, I want you to take this message to the apostles. I'm abbreviating for you. Take this message to the apostles and tell them that he is alive. He is not dead. Come on. Look at somebody say, he's alive. He's alive. He is not dead. And the Bible says that James and John, they run to the tomb where Jesus had laid. The Bible says that the Peter and John run to the tomb. The Bible says that John gets to the tomb, looks inside, and backs up. Come on, but Peter comes and he runs on in and goes on into the tomb. The Bible says that when he got in the tomb, there was the clothes that Jesus was wrapped in when he was laid in the sepulchre, when he was laid into the tomb. And the Bible says at the head of the tomb, there was a napkin. Say a napkin. And it was folded very neatly, separated from the rest of the garments. You could call it the news in the napkin. There's a Jewish custom that says that if you was to come to my house for lunch, and I served you well, and you like the food, and you like the atmosphere, and you like the company, amen, that after you have eaten your meal, you would wad up your napkin and you would throw it on your plate. But if you come to my house and you didn't like the food, and you didn't like the company, and you didn't like the environment, and the food was lousy, their custom is that they will fold the napkin and they'll put it back on the plate. The news in the napkin is that Jesus said, come on, I came this way one time, I suffered one time, I died one time, I didn't like it, it wasn't fun, and I'm never, never coming back this way again. And when he folded the napkin and he laid it at the head of the tomb, amen, it separated him from the pain and the suffering. And he said, all that I will do now, I'm going to do in, through, and with my bride, the church. Yeah. Look at somebody say, this is your day. God, this is your hour to rise to a brand new level. The King of Kings, the Lord of Glory, is bringing a refreshing upon the river. He's bringing a refreshing upon Elkhart, Indiana. He's bringing a refreshing upon your finances. Come on now. The spirit of pandemic, the fear of it, is all being broken. Come on now. Use wisdom. Walk with wisdom. Amen. Be wise in the things that we do. But I just break any fear. I break any intimidation. I break any spirit of exclusion that would cause people to exclude themselves or to hide in fear. Come on, people that are aligned with me. Amen. You need to be in the house of the Lord. You need to begin to find that place of assembly. This is your season to take a step of faith. Amen. And walk out of the tomb. Walk out of that place. Walk out of that grave. Walk out of that limitation. Walk out of that bondage. Come on now and begin to plug yourself back in and take your rightful place and your rightful responsibility in the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on now. Nobody can take your place. Look at somebody and say, nobody can take your place. Amen. This is your time. This is your season for His kingdom for such a time as this. Little sister right here with a black dress and kind of reddish hair. Yeah, right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, at a time you least expect. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Father. You able to get it, huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch your hands over there to her. If you can't get it, maybe somebody beside you can get it. Okay. Did you get it? We're good. Okay. Stretch your hands over to her. Just as I looked out at you, I heard the word grace. And God said, my grace is covering you. And God says, where every gate of hell that tried to form against you, yet my grace is driving back the forces of hell, says the Lord. And I hear God say, daughter, you've been faithful with the little things, and this is your chapter for greater things, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to begin to call in the greater anointing. Call in the greater love. Call in the greater blessing. Call in the greater provision, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, when I give a vision, I also give provision. And I just see the windows of heaven beginning to open to you, and God just beginning to pour back out upon you with a fresh grace of heaven upon your life. And the Lord says, daughter, this is the time to wage a good warfare. And God said, I want you to stand and I want you to fight. Now, I know what I'm saying by faith. I know what I'm prophesying. But I also know that the enemy is trying to break you down. He's trying to wear you down. He's trying to tear you down. But God says, daughter, I guarantee you, this is a time of building, says the Lord. And God said, the times of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. And God said, you are in my presence, and you've been found in my presence, says the Lord. And God says, daughter, you have fought a good fight. And just like there was a time in Joshua chapter 10, amen, when God of heaven begin to fight with Joshua, and they begin to war together. And God said, this is a time we're going to war together, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to stay the course, steady as you go. And God said, I'm going to give you seed to sow in this season, says the Lord, that is going to cause you to grow to a brand new level. And I hear God say, I'm not only blessing you, but I'm blessing your household, and I'm blessing all that pertains to you, says the Lord. And everything the enemy has robbed from you, God says, call it back in, says the Lord. What is that song we used to sing? Going into the enemy's camp, and I'm taking back everything that the enemy tried to rob from me. God said, I'm putting that boldness and that faith and that grace upon you, that you're going to the enemy's camp and you'll take back everything the enemy's tried to rob, kill, and steal, says the Lord. There's a strong, powerful, prophetic intercession upon you, and I just want to activate that hearing ear of the voice of the Father and that boldness to speak the word of the Lord. Father, I stir up, oh God, the anointing upon her life right now, and that fire of the Holy Spirit, oh God. And Lord, in her own eyes, she will see the transformation, and she will see the turnaround, and she will see the expression of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. God is good. Amen. But for the one couple, hallelujah, Jim and Carol, is that right? Amen. You can remain seated. That's good. Just stretch your hand over to them. And as I was just prophesying to our dear sister here, I was, you know, expressing that scripture in John chapter 3, 18 and 19. When he speaks about the times of refreshing coming from the presence of the Lord, the prelude to that is repent and be converted so that every sin, every situation can be blotted out. Lord, just hear the Lord speaking to you. And he said that, I want you to know that when you turned your heart over to me, everything was blotted out. And there's no guilt, there's no shame, there's no false blame. And I don't want you to allow those staggering thoughts that try to come to you from time to time, you know, as to why. And the Lord says, no, I've delivered you. I've set you free, says the Lord. And God said, I want you to know that you're pure before me. And God says that now the times of refreshing. And God said, there's a new refreshing that you have not experienced before. And Brother Jim, you're just like John on the Isle of Patmos when he was caught up on the Lord's day. God said, I'm catching you up in the realm of the Spirit, says the Lord. And God said, I'm going to give you revelation as that prophetic apostolic teacher like you have never had before, says the Lord. And God said, there's a fresh fire on the inside of you. And you're going to see the fire, the power in the words that you speak, says the Lord. And God says, even though you've been walking through a place of hardship, God says, I don't want you to fear any evil. I don't want you to fear any setback, says the Lord. And God said, everything is being set up. The stage is being set, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to walk by more faith, more grace, and you're going to be in a higher place in me than you have ever been before, says the Lord. And I feel like this year that God's going to begin to challenge you on the writing of a book. And I also hear the word simplicity. And even though you could write a book that could be very complicated, I hear God say, I want you to write with simplicity of faith, says the Lord. And God said, you're going to see the hearts of many that will be activated, transformed, and changed because of the revelation that I'm going to cause just to roll out of your spirit, says the Lord. And Carol, I hear God say, you've been faithful with the little things. You've been faithful with everything that God has challenged you to do. As a matter of fact, you've gone above and beyond board. And God says, this is the time. God said that I'm going to put revelation in your own spirit, says the Lord. And there's a place that God has for you that Jim can't fulfill it. Nobody else can fill it. Only Carol can fill it. And the Lord said, there's a warfare, there's an intercession, and there's a faith on the inside of you. And God said, I want you to begin to activate it, begin to stir it up. You know, on those walks and those bicycle rides and those times when you just get alone, God said, you're going to know my presence, my power, and my love like you have never known before. When the Bible speaks about that refreshing coming, God is just pouring out a refreshing of the Holy Spirit upon you and upon your children and your children's children, says the Lord. Father, I just charge the two of them, God, a new grace, a new faith, a new expectation within them. I'm going to ask you to stand with me, amen, for just a moment. And for everybody, would just stand with me, praise the Lord. Brother Jim, I don't expect you to stand, but if you can. I'm just going to ask you to lay your hands on your heart and Father, we just thank you for this moment and this time, for those that are present today, those that are online with us, oh God. Lord, that this is a time of breakout. This is a time of breakthrough. I really feel in my spirit, you know, the word crossover. And just like Israel finally come to a point and a place where they had to cross over the Jordan. They had to cross over into a new chapter, into a new season. I really feel the Lord saying that today is a day of crossover, and you're crossing over. Now, does that mean that you never feel pain, that you never, you know, you're never confronted, you're never come into a place of hardship? Doesn't mean that at all. But what it does mean, that there's a grace of God upon you, and there's a favor of God that goes before you. And when God said, no weapon formed against you will prosper, that is what he is speaking about. No need to write that. Amen, if there weren't any that was going to try to come against you. But God said it will not prosper. And God says the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. But you've crossed over into a new chapter, into a new season, and into a new time. I just see every time that you worship, it's like the glory of God is just going to begin to fall down, and the presence of the Lord will fill this house, says the Lord. And I hear God speaking to you corporately as a church. And God said, the youth are coming back. The children are coming back. The Lord said, the families are coming back, says the Lord. And God said, a new harvest is being shaken and they're being awakened, says the Lord. And God says that even as I brought the valley of dry bones to a place of life, God said, I'm going to bring Elkhart to a place of life, says the Lord. And I just hear God say, I am subduing every arrow that the enemy tried to fire into your camp. And into this place, says the Lord. And God said it is annulled and it's ineffective. God said this is a new day of grace and a higher place and a greater faith, bringing you to a place that you have never been in before, says the Lord. Father, I charge each heart here with me this morning, God, as we stand in faith and we decree your word. And I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. Father God, we humble ourselves in your presence. We choose today to take responsibility in this new season. We choose to walk by faith. We choose to fight the good fight of faith and to war a good warfare. We refuse to turn back. We're not going back to pandemic. We're not going back to the past. And we're not going to sorrow from the past. But our eyes are fixed on you. Because you are the one that brings us through. I trust you, God, to deliver me. To deliver my family. My children, my children's children. I trust you to be Jehovah Jireh. And to be my provider. That will provide all of my needs, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in my family, in my finances, and all that you've assigned to me. I choose this day to re-identify you as Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. I'm asking you today, Father, give me a greater revelation of you. Because I seek that place of intimacy to come into your presence. and to know you in a new way. In Jesus' name I pray. Now I'm going to ask you to stretch your hands up towards Pastors Janet and Leonard. Amen. And I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer after me. Father God, all that is within us, we release strength, we release life, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. We ask you to comfort them, strengthen them. We ask you to provide for them. We speak healing in their bodies. Every burden that they carry, we're asking you, Father, to shift that load, that they can count it joy in the house of the Lord and doing the work of the kingdom. We thank you, God, for good leaders, for faithful leaders, for stable leaders, for ones that are not quitters, but ones that are go-getters. And Father, we charge them with a fresh grace of heaven. And we ask you to open the windows of heaven and begin to pour out upon them fresh grace, fresh anointing. We decree the joy of the Lord to bubble up in them. And we decree that their eyes will get to see the fulfillment of the vision and the dream that you've given them. It will not wane, but it will gain momentum. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give the Lord a praise offering, can we? Amen. God is good. God is good. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Look at somebody beside you and say, God is really good. Hallelujah.